السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. بإذن الله. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, as usual, I am super excited to talk to you, meet you in another episode. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about my favorite drink out there. That is coffee. Yes, I love coffee and I love every form of it. Alhamdulillah. Now, do you know what happens when I say that to people? They actually look at me with a strange look. Like, hey, Rushdie, isn't coffee bad for us? Why are you drinking things that are not healthy for you? You know, that kind of a look. Well, that's why I decided to talk about the reality of coffee, or to be more accurate, caffeine, in this episode. Yes, today we will briefly look at the good and the bad of coffee or its substance, caffeine. Now, what is caffeine? Caffeine is a naturally occurring stimulant found in various plants, including coffee, tea, cocoa beans, and cola nuts. It is actually the most widely consumed psychoactive substance in the whole world. Do you know that? And it is also commonly consumed, obviously, in the form of coffee, tea, and energy drinks. Now, did you know that coffee is actually the second most popular beverage in the world after water? Well, it is. It is also the world's second most traded commodity after petroleum. Think about that. Subhanallah. Now, believe it or not, worldwide, a whopping 400 billion, not million, billion cups of coffee are consumed each year. How many? 400 billion cups of coffee. So it's interesting to know that the term coffee actually has Arabic origins. It comes from the Arabic word kahwa, which is also what coffee is called in Arabic, right? Now, besides this origin, substantial evidence suggests that Muslims in Yemen first drank coffee and introduced it to the rest of the world. Now, we are not obviously going into the details of how coffee came to this world, but I just wanted to mention that, just as the countless other inventions and discoveries made by early Muslims, coffee actually continues to shape our modern world, alhamdulillah. It has an incredible presence as a drink and stimulant. Now, it is also estimated that almost half of the Earth's population drinks coffee. That's around 3.5 billion people. They drink coffee regularly. While this drink is very popular, there are also loads of controversies surrounding it. Now, I'm someone who tried to spend much time reading and researching things. And I have looked into, alhamdulillah, hundreds of studies that toot its benefits, you know, coffee's benefits. While I've also seen hundreds of other studies that raise a red flag. Now, for example, there are studies that show that coffee is protective against heart diseases. There are, again, other studies that show that drinking coffee increases the risk of getting the same disease, heart diseases. So, what's the truth about coffee? Is it really good for us, or is it bad for us? So, as a coffee lover, I felt there was more to coffee than these studies claimed. So I decided to dig deeper into coffee, and what I found next blew my mind. There's something called nutrigenomics. This is an emerging new science in the field of science, nutrigenomics. Now, it has nothing to do with economics, by the way, okay? Nutrigenomics is the study of how genes and nutrients interact. So depending on your genes, the food you eat can enhance or worsen your situation, your health situation. Now going back to coffee, research shows that your genes play a vital role in whether coffee will be good or bad for your health. You see, the same stimulant is great for some people and not so great for others. That's why we see so many conflicting studies about coffee. So what all these studies indicate is that there are two types of people when it comes to metabolizing coffee. How we metabolize coffee depends on our genes. You know, some of us are actually fast metabolizers, meaning that we can process caffeine effectively and doesn't really cause us health problems. Then we have another group of people who are slow metabolizers, which means that in excess, caffeine can increase our risk of certain diseases. So it all depends on this gene. So fast metabolizers carry a certain gene called CYP1A2. So they showed no increased risk of heart attacks from caffeinated coffee consumption. However, the opposite was true for slow metabolizers who couldn't really metabolize coffee very fast, who carry another gene variation of CYP1A2. Actually, a study of this later group, this slow metabolizers, found that drinking more coffee actually increased their risk. Those who actually metabolized the coffee slowly, they actually increased, the more they drank coffee, the more the risk of getting that disease increased. Now, drinking 2 to 3 cups daily increased the risk by 36%. Risk of getting heart diseases by 36%. Drinking more than 4 cups daily cranked that risk to 65%. Subhanallah. So this genetic variation doesn't actually stop at heart disease. It also explains why some people can guzzle a pot of coffee just before bed and sleep well, while others find it difficult to fall asleep at night with the last cup of coffee at lunch. Now, whether or not drinking coffee just before bed is a good idea is something we will discuss, inshallah, in the next episode. Okay? That's something we will reserve for the next episode. For now, let's continue our chat on the fast and slow metabolizers of coffee. You see, scientists estimate that around 40% of people are actually fast metabolizers. Around 40% of the population are actually fast metabolizers. So when they drink coffee, it metabolizes quite fast. But around 15% are actually slow metabolizers. So 40 plus 15 means what? 55%, right? Now the remaining 45% of population have both a slow and a fast copy of this gene. Subhanallah. So okay, now how do you know what gene you possess? How do you know whether or not you have this fast metabolizing gene or slow metabolizing gene? Well, according to Dr. Ahmad Al-Sahami, he's one of the world's foremost nutrigenomics researchers. He says DNA testing is the most reliable way to determine how quickly or slowly you metabolize this drink. You know, there are many online services provide this service with 23andme.com. 23andme.com being perhaps the most popular out there. I mean, you can get these things tested for like less than $100 nowadays. But that's beside the point. We don't necessarily need a DNA test to find out, because maybe, yeah, we don't necessarily need a DNA test to find out this out, because you have in yourself the tool to find out. How? Well, one of the easiest way to find out, although it's not 100% reliable, one of the easiest way to find out is to listen to your body. If you are a fast metabolizer of coffee or caffeine, I must say, you may experience an immediate spike in alertness followed by a quick dip in energy after a cup of coffee. Okay? That's when you are a fast metabolizer. If you are able to drink a lot of caffeine without experiencing negative side effects such as jitters or insomnia, or difficulty to sleep, you may have a faster metabolism for caffeine. On the other hand, as a slow metabolizer, you may find jittery after drinking coffee. And you may also crave some sugar an hour or two later. Now, paying attention to how you feel after drinking coffee gives you a decent idea whether or not you are a slow or fast metabolizer of coffee. Another indicator of your caffeine metabolism is your sleeping pattern. If your evening coffee disrupts your sleep, you probably have a slow metabolizing gene. But even if you are a fast, if you have a fast metabolizing gene, it's not a great idea to drink coffee. Even if you say, like, you can sleep just drinking a cup of coffee and you even feel wonderful after that. We will, inshallah, talk about that in the next episode, why you shouldn't actually choose that route. Anyway, anyhow, it's worth noting that the other factors can affect caffeine metabolism, such as age, gender, and overall health. Okay, therefore, listening to your body may not provide a definitive answer on whether or not you have a fast metabolizing coffee gene, but it's a decent indicator, inshallah, for most of us. Now, what does it mean to you? Does it mean you are doomed if you are a slow metabolizer of caffeine? Does it mean you can't ever drink coffee? Well, the researcher shows that it depends on the quantity and timing. According to the current research, 1 to 3 cups of coffee is fine for most of us, even for those slow metabolizers. So a healthy range of coffee consumption is somewhere 1 to 3 cups of coffee. Okay. Now, exceeding more than 3 cups a day isn't really beneficial, even for fast metabolizers, for those who really metabolize the coffee quickly. So on the other hand, drinking a cup of coffee per day is not associated with a harmful effect, even for slow metabolizers. So it all depends on when you drink it. In fact, in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, a cup of early morning coffee significantly enhanced alertness in subjects. So in another study, the doses of 20 to 200 milligram of caffeine, which is to say around a quarter to one cup of coffee, caused subjective reports of increased energy, improved powers of imagination, increased efficiency, and improved self-confidence. So regardless of how quickly you metabolize your caffeine, a cup of coffee in the morning may help kickstart your day. And one of the things I do is I drink a coffee in the morning, and that helps me a lot to focus and to be productive, alhamdulillah. Now, in the next episode, we will discuss timing and when to drink your coffee, and we'll also talk about the pros and cons of having a daily cup of coffee. So if you find this episode beneficial, inshallah, please do 2 things. Make dua for me, inshallah, and spread this goodness with your friends and family. So that's all from me for today. I hope the content was beneficial. So we talked about coffee and we talked about how coffee can be beneficial for the fast metabolizers and how coffee could be a problem for the slow metabolizers. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will continue our chat on caffeine and we will dig deeper and we will see how we can, inshallah, enhance the caffeine consumption to make us more productive and have more focus in our life. So thank you so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his choicest blessings on you and your family. Love you all. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.